not going to message him. I'm not. I've got rules. Okay? Systems in place to keep this feral yearning on a leash. No DMs. No spirals. No waking up in the morning like, oh, fuck. Did I actually send that to some guy on the internet? I made this promise to myself, and I've kept it. Even when he moaned like that, the one I kept replaying in my head like a sick little ritual. Low, teasing, like he'd growl it into my ear while holding me still, saying,
"This is what you came for, isn't it?"
Even if he sounds like he'd fuck the mercy right out of me, I'm not gonna do it. Though I'll admit, I have memorized the way his voice catches when he's close. That sharp inhale before the moan breaks open, like he didn't mean for it to escape. I think about that part too much. The moment he lets go. The part of him that stops performing and just feels. And God. The part of me that's never really learned how to do that. That part wants to cry when I hear it. Fuck. Okay. But if I did just message him, just to see, I wouldn't say anything wild. I'd keep it cute. Hi, I've been good. So very good. But your voice is not helping. You know, we're all casual. And if he messaged back, said something soft but sure, like,
"Tell me what you need."
I wouldn't even know what to say. Not right away. But I've thought about it. A lot. If we were in the same place, the same room, the same bed, he'd be calm. Focused. He'd tell me to lie back. Not to touch myself. Not yet. He'd want to see the way I squirm first. I imagine him tracing one finger up my thigh and making me shiver. Telling me he wants to feel every part of how I fall apart for him. And that I don't get to come until he says so. Oh, and I'd be good. I'd try so hard to be good. And I'd arch just a little. And I'd whimper. And he'd smile. I'm sure, knowingly, smug. He'd slide his hand between my thighs and part me with two fingers, just enough to feel how soaked I am already. Just enough to tease. And then he'd pull back. Make me wait. Make me ask. And I would. Of course I would. He'd watch me with intense interest breathe through it. So desperate to be good. But the tension would build anyway. The pressure. The heat. The way his hand would hover. Just to see how much I could take without begging. And then he'd give it to me. God, he'd give it so well. He'd start with those fingers again. Spread me open like he already owns what's inside. And he'd run them along either side of my clit. Just close enough to make me ache. Giving me just enough time to settle into it. Get used to the rhythm. And when I just start to breathe again, start to melt into the pressure, he'd slide them in deep and slow. And all the way to the knuckle until I was gasping around him. And it's not just the stretch, but the weight of it. The way he'd hold me there. Painfully still. Rooted. Like he wants me to feel every inch of what I'm being given. And I do. God, I do. Just clenching around him without meaning to. Just trying to keep him there. And then he'd curl him. Just so. And I'd lose it. My back arching without permission. And a broken little sound slipping out before I could swallow it down. And he wouldn't say a word. Just breathe. And let the tension fill the room while I try to be good. And try not to rock against his palm like the needy little brat that I am. But I would. Of course I would. Just a little. And he'd feel it. That infinitesimal tiny grind and that tilt. That, I know I shouldn't, but maybe if I just, then his thumb would find me, barely touching me, dragging across my clit like he's blessing me with denial, and God, I'd whine, I'd try to roll my hips just a little, and he'd pin me down, palm firm against my thigh.
Stay still.
That'd be the first thing he says, and it would wreck me. Because his fingers were already fucking me. Steady and deliberate, like he's studying the way I grip them. Every time I get desperately close. Oh, and I'd be soaked for him. I'm blushing. Straining not to chase it. No, not yet. And I know he'd hear it. He'd feel it. He'd smell it. And he'd taunt me for it.
You've been thinking about this too much, haven't you? Couldn't stop touching yourself. Couldn't stop imagining how these fingers would feel.
I'd be dumbstruck. I'd nod and just spread my legs wider just a little on instinct. And he'd just smile that knowing smile, like he enjoys watching me pretend I still have any control. Then he'd speed up, Hidoki's fingers again and again until I'm sobbing into the sheets and I'm clawing for something solid while my thighs tremble under him. The pressure would build too fast, too sharp, and just too fucking much. And just before I come, he'd stop. Just like that. Fingers still inside me, but not moving. And I would want to scream. Not out loud, not really. It had probably come out all wrecked and a broken little noise in the back of my throat. Because I was right there and he felt it and he stopped anyway. Because he wants to hear me beg properly. His fingers stay buried in me. And I hate him. God, I hate him so much in that moment. For being so obscenely good at this that he can stop me right at the edge and then just wait. No rhythm, no friction, just solid pressure. And the slow, brutal ache of a climax that won't fucking come. I try to move, I try to grind down, chase it, do anything. But his other hand's already at my hip holding me down.
You were close.
He says it's like it's nothing. I can then just feel me clamp down around his fingers and he stopped anyway. But I can hear it. The smirk underneath. Like he's proud of me. Proud of what I've become under his hands. Undone, open, flushed, and utterly helpless. And still not getting what I want. I try to clench around his fingers, try to create anything that'll push me back towards that edge. But it's useless. He won't budge. And the worst part, the truly evil part, he moans. He moans. Just once. Low. Soft. Like controlling me is getting to him. Like my denial is his reward. And I whimper. Because what the fuck else is there to do? Because I can't take this. But I want to, God, I want to take it. I want to be so good and earn it. And he knows that. It's written all over me. The open legs, the bitten lip. Direct little gasps I keep giving him for free. So I say it. Quiet and barely audible. Soaked in shame and hate and needing so bad I could cry. Please. He doesn't move. Not at first. He just tilts his head like he didn't hear me. Or that he's giving me one last chance to correct myself.
Louder.
I swallow hard, thighs shaking. And my voice is caught somewhere between fuck you and use me. It's not that I don't want to say it. It's that I know the second that I do, he owns me.
Say it like you actually want it.
And I do. My voice breaks open. Cracked, soaked, and breathless. Please. Please, please let me come. He breathes it in like it's oxygen, like he's starving for it. And then he moves. Not his hand. Not the fingers that are still inside me. Him. He shifts back, dragging his fingers from me, slow and wet, like he's savoring the sound of it. And I gasp. It's not relief. It's worse, because then I see him. He leans back on his knees. Eyes locked on mine, and his hand is already working the waistband of his pants. And fuck. His cock springs free, and it's thick and already leaking.
You want to come?
He asks. His voice is ragged. Like holding back this whole time has been taking something from him too.
Then you'll do it watching me.
And I do. How could I not? I stare as he wraps his fist around himself, stroking slowly. Oh, he's flushed. Jaw tight, breath coming in shallow and sharp like he's been holding it in for me. And his eyes never leave mine.
You think I can't see it?
His hand speeds up.
That pretty ache you're trying to hide?
Don't move. Oh, and fuck, he looks so good like this. The way his hips roll into his hand. The way his moan starts slipping out in messy, uneven little bursts, like he's trying to hold it together. But the image of me, legs open, cunt tripping, desperate, denied, it's breaking him. No, but he's right there, fucking himself to the side of me, and it's too much. My hips twitch and my thighs tremble and my pulse feels like it's everywhere. It's deafening in my ears and hot between my legs. And I know that I shouldn't. I know, but I can't help it. My hand slips down. Just a little. Just one fingertip. Dragging through the wet mess he made of me. And then?
What the fuck did I just say?
His voice cuts through me. I freeze. Caught. My fingers are already soaked. My body one touch away from snapping in half. His stroke slow.
Couldn't wait. Couldn't behave.
That tone, it's fond. Like, he expected nothing less.
And look at you now. Dripping, disobedient, and still thinking you'll get what you want.
And then he stands. He steps towards me with purpose. Still stroking himself, but slower now. Tighter. Like he's punishing his cock for letting me get away with it. His other hand presses to my thigh, spreading me wider like he owns every inch of space between my legs.
Keep your hands where I can see them.
No, I do. Barely. Fists clenched in the sheets. Thighs shaking, every muscle in my body aching with restraint. He sinks to his knees at the edges of the bed, right between my legs. Close enough, I can feel the heat of him. But he doesn't touch me. Not yet.
You want to come just from watching?
His voice drops, low, firm, and laced with control. Like he knows exactly what it does to me.
Then I'll give you something to watch.
He strokes himself again. Slow and intentional. I'm teasing the tip like he's trying to keep it together, but I can see it. The tension. The unraveling. The way his muscles brace like he's seconds from losing control. And I'm just lying there. Open, shaking, soaked. Trying not to cry from how fucking badly I want to be touched.
Is this what you wanted, you little tease?
His voice cracks a little. He's breathing hard now.
You wanted to see how good I'd fuck you.
He shifts forward. His knees parting my thighs like they belong to him. And his cock brushes the inside of my leg. And I choke on my own breath.
No touching.
He says it. He's too focused on his hand. On the slick, filthy sound of it. On the way I'm whimpering now just from watching.
You're going to come. But only when I do.
Then I nod, because I can't even speak. I can't even breathe. I can't do anything but stare. His hand gets sloppier, rougher. Like the side of me is shoving him to the edge. He's moaning now, and it's guttural. Snarling little breaths like he's furious. I feel this good without him even touching me.
Eyes on me.
Pants.
No begging, no touching. You want to come? You earn it.
And I'm trying. God, I'm trying, but he looks so good like this. The flesh in his chest, the pulse in his throat, and the way his hips stutter. And then his rhythm breaks. His jaw clenches, and I know he's about to lose it.
Fuck it.
It's a growl. A confession. And then he's on me. Hands on my thighs, dragging me to the edge of the bed. No pretense, no build-up, no mercy. And his cock presses against me. It's relentless. And I sob in ecstasy.
You want to come? You want to be a little brat and still get everything you begged for?
I nod. Frantic.
Then take it.
He pushes into me in one sharp, hungry stroke, and I'm full and breathless. And my cunt just takes it. Takes him, and he moans like he's the one being fucked. My back arches and a cry punches out of my lungs because fuck, he feels so good. And he doesn't stop. He fucks me like he's starving. Like my body is the only thing that could possibly ever satisfy him. Like he's been waiting for this every single night I didn't message him.
Look at you, trying so hard to take it, still so fucking wet. So fucking tight. You gonna come for me?
He fucks me harder, like the question wasn't rhetorical. Like my answer is supposed to be yes, but it isn't. I don't give in. Not yet. Because I feel it. His pace is faltering. His cock is twitching. He's close. So close. And I want him to know why. So I smirk. I roll my hips just a little. I whimper. Just enough to tempt him. And I whisper. No. He growls. Grabs my wrists and pins them above my head like it'll make me obedient.
Say it. Say it. Say you're gonna come.
Oh, and I choke on a laugh because I could, but I won't. Not until he does. He curses louder this time, thrusts faltering, erratic and needy.
You little fuck.
And then he breaks. I feel it. The stutter in his hips, the moan torn from his throat. Oh, the way his whole body tenses as he spills inside me. Deep, desperate, and completely undone. But he doesn't stop. He fucks me through it. His hands shake as they drag me closer. His voice is wrecked and surprisingly reverent.
Please, please come for me.
And I do. Because he asked for it so nicely. I come with his name in my mouth, his breath on my skin, and his cock still throbbing inside me as I clench around it and make him moan again. And then, silence. Except for breath. And the fading sounds of his control scattered all over my thighs. He collapses on top of me, spent. One hand beside my head, the other drags down my body like he's trying to understand how I beat him. His voice is quieter now. Warm. Dangerous.
I got you.
But we both know. I had him first. For a moment I let it linger. His weight and his breath and the way his fingers trace my skin like they still want more. Oh God, I'm aching. And then I open my eyes. The room is quiet. The sheets are damp. My breath, still ragged, stutters against the silence. There's no one here. No voice in my ear. No hands holding me down. Just the afterglow. Just the ache. Just me. And I don't reach for my phone. I don't check the app. And I don't even think about hitting send.